welcome, everybody. You are tuned in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on an Ask the Experts weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Haley, board-certified doctor, chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and certified by the American Academy of Thermology for thermography interpretation. I've been with the clinic now for 14 years, and I love it here. Obviously, if I didn't do what I love and if what I did didn't work, I wouldn't be here for all this time. We are with Take Two Healthcare, and we are located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue. And you can reach us online at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. And you can also call the office at 937-433-3241. So if you like what you hear on the show, or if you've always wanted to be tested, or you want to find out more about how we can help you, please give us a call, 937-433-3241. We do have a Facebook page. We're not as active on it as we should be, but that's because a lot of our cases and information are very personal. And so we follow all the guidelines to keep everyone's identity protected and whatnot. But you can reach us on Facebook, and we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. And if you have missed any shows, or if you've heard some information that you want to share with a family member or friend and you think that we can help them out, these radio shows are recorded and are put on our website. And they are put on WHIO's website. So if you go to WHIO, just type in Take Two Healthcare with the number two, and you can find all of the previous shows. Again, we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. Now, if you're unfamiliar with our clinic, we are all doctors of chiropractic. There's myself, there's Dr. Andrew Dyer, and Dr. Van Merkel. Dr. Van Merkel no longer sees new patients, but he is still active in the community, lectures, and also lectures to other chiropractors and doctors to do the type of testing that we do. Now, when I say testing, there is a very comprehensive way that you can test your lab work or your blood tests. And that's exactly what our niche is at the practice. So like I said, we are all doctors of chiropractic, but mainly our niche and what we provide most services for is laboratory testing. We use LabCorp to draw blood. We do toxic element testing. So we test for things like lead, mercury, aluminum, arsenic. And we also provide nutritional services as far as dietary guidelines and vitamin supplement guidelines based on your testing results. And so when an initial patient comes to us, we go over what's called a patient symptom survey. So it's about a 9-page document that our patients fill out, just check marking all of the symptoms that they have and what they want to work on. We go over it together with you, and then that's when we talk about the lab testing that we will be doing. Most of the patients start off with the men and or women's health profile, and that includes a what's called a science-based nutrition panel. So if you're comparing it to a typical physical you get done with your doctor annually, they will usually, your medical doctor will usually run about 30 markers. Our basic, quote, panel is 64 markers. We do full thyroid panels, check for diabetes, liver enzymes, digestive enzymes, inflammation levels. We check protein and sugars. We check your vitamin D. We check anemia. We check stored iron. All these things, there's about 25 different markers that are not included in your annual physical testing with your medical doctor because they are not covered by insurance. So that's why we're out of network, unfortunately. Insurance considers what we test investigational, which it is, because that's being proactive. It's being preventative, right? And so we do our science-based nutrition panel. We do men and women's hormone panels. We do cancer profiles. So we check these antigens that you can test in your blood to check for breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, pancreas, liver. And now these are enzymes that are inflammation levels, so they will never be zero, but you can track them over time to make sure they don't go up. Like I said, we also do toxic element testing. So we check for 17 different metals. We check your mineral status. We can do advanced coronary testing, thyroid antibodies. We can even check for Alzheimer's. So you name it, if it's a blood test, we can run it, which is great. And we also have discounted lab prices for all of our patients. So if you've never heard of Take Two Healthcare, or this is the first time you're tuning in, or you've never been a patient, that is a typical rundown of what your initial visit would be. You go through a patient symptom survey, talk about the testing you want to do, and then we go from there. Once you get your report, we go over it together. Reports are about 60 pages long, give or take, depending how many findings you have. And the report usually takes about an hour to go over. And we include all that with what you do. So for today's show, I'm going to go over a few case studies, talking about how some of my patients have been improving. We'll talk a little bit about thermography because we just wrapped up Women's Health Month, which is in May. We offer 10% off all thermography services during May and October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because thermography is an FDA-approved tool used to detect breast cancer activity. And we had 84 women and one male get screened with thermography this month. The male did a full body exam, but we did 84 this month. That's a lot of reports that I wrote. But with a great staff and an organized process of how we do things, we were able to complete everybody's reports, mainly get everyone scheduled so far. So it goes very smoothly if you have an organized and very well-trained staff. So I do have to give props to our staff for helping me out with everything. It was a busy month, but a good month. And fortunately, we were able to screen 84 women and one male. And that means we are out there saving lives, right? early detection. And one of the things that I'm also going to go over today is this wonderful article titled "The Bare Minimum You Need to Do to Add a Year to Your Life." And I'm going to go over that later, so you have to stay tuned in to hear about what you can do to add, if not 1 year, 9 years to your life. And it seems pretty easy. But first, I want to go over a few case studies with you. I saw one of my patients, it was last week actually, a 64-year-old male. And he's done absolutely wonderful. And he's so happy with where he's at. Mainly, he came to me because he was just not feeling good, was going to have to retire. He was overweight, fatigued, poor energy, and just wasn't liking where he was at in his life. 65, in my opinion, or 64, sorry, is young. And he wanted to continue working. So when we started off, I tested the male baseline testing for him, which included our comprehensive panel, hormones, and cancer profile. There were no really red flags, to be honest with you. His cholesterol was high and his ferritin was high. Ferritin is your stored iron. And if you end up storing too much iron, it can cause a lot of inflammation. It's actually a very common finding, especially if you are a postmenopausal woman or if you have well water. So if you've never tested your ferritin, it's highly recommended to get that tested. His ferritin started out at 416 back in October. Currently, at the end of April, it was 219. He did donate blood to remove that stored iron. And then his VLDL cholesterol, which is the very worst cholesterol, has dropped from 24 to 12. And his cholesterol ratio went from 6.6 to 4.8. So what that means is we were able to lower his bad cholesterols, raise his good cholesterol, which puts him in a protective category against heart disease. And that was all done from October to April. So 6 months improved his cholesterol ratio 6.6 to 4.8. That is significant. Now, he did make dietary changes. He reduced his red meat consumption, which was his biggest change. And again, his stored iron level went from 416 to 219, and he donated blood to help get that down. His toxic element testing from October to current shows improved levels, lower levels of aluminum, antimony, cadmium, and silver. So with all that said, his testimony, and I quote him, So in January, he had lost 23 pounds. Currently, he went from 231, starting the program 6 months ago, 231 to 192. And that's with his shoes and coat on. So he says at home he weighs 180. So he's lost 50 pounds in 6 months. By donating blood, he lowered his red meat consumption. He's eating more healthy fats, mainly from sardines. And he's staying away from bread. Those were his biggest dietary changes. Reduced red meat, avoiding bread, eating more healthy fats from sardines. Lost 50 pounds. He donated blood. His blood pressure is down to 115 over 69. He's visiting his physician because, in my opinion, that's getting on the lower side. That is on the lower side. And we don't want him to have side effects from that. So he's gotten so healthy that he's going off his blood pressure medications. All of his skin ailments cleared up. He's been able to get up and not be stiff at work anymore. He's better than he's ever felt since 2014. He was going to retire last year, but now he doesn't have to because he feels that much better. It's amazing. And he's so happy. He's like, this is exactly why I came to you. And this is exactly why I am going to continue to come to you, because the proof is in the numbers. And obviously the way he feels, but with all that weight loss, cholesterol improving, stored iron's improving, toxic element levels are improving, all because of getting properly tested. Your medical doctors most likely did not or have not tested your ferritin levels, full thyroid panels. So there's a lot of things that may be missing. So if you're not at the point, or if you're not feeling how you want to feel at your point in right now in your life, you may be missing something. You may not know what you don't know, right? That's what I always talk about when I do toxic element testing. We don't know what we're storing. We don't know what our numbers are until you properly test. And so that's why what we do works. But this was wonderful news. And I love testimonies like that, obviously, right? Anybody would. But I'm glad he doesn't have to retire. We're on the right track. And we do have to cut to a short break at this point, but when you come back, we're going to talk about the bare minimum you need to do to add years to your life. I have another case study to share for you. And then I also have this really cool testing that you can download and do at home or online for free to determine where you're at with possible Alzheimer's diagnosis, which, by the way, typically isn't diagnosed until after about 20 years when the symptoms start. So these diagnoses are being missed. All right, don't tune away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We're here every Saturday from 11 to noon. You can reach us online at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. And our phone number at the clinic is 937-433-3241. So if you want to lose 50 to 60 pounds in 6 months, be able to go off your blood pressure medication and improve your cholesterol panel and improve your toxic element status, call me. I will help you. I promise. 937-433-3241 is our office number. All right. For the other case study that I wanted to share with you, and then after we do this, I'm going to go over things to do to improve or add years to your life, and then proper way of testing for Alzheimer's and what to do to fix it. But I had this 55-year-old female patient who, believe it or not, her job is putting in pools. All right. She came to me with some symptoms. So when she tested, now she's been with me since 2022. But what was interesting about her case is this entire time she had been showing some higher level of toxins, nothing critical, but enough for me to push for her to test a little bit more aggressively. So we test toxins through a hair test, but we can also do a urine test. Her hair test showed no lead or mercury. Her urine test showed toxic levels of lead and mercury. And when I say toxic, the cutoff for lead is 9. Her value came back at 20. The cutoff for mercury is 10. Her value came back at 17. From June in 2025 to October of 2025, so this is 4 months, we dropped her lead levels from 20 to 9. Mercury went from 17 to 8. Her testosterone has improved. Her estrogen, that was toxically high at 481, dropped to 120. Now, there are different chemicals that we are exposed to in our environment that mimic estrogen and other toxins, there are toxins in our environment that mimic estrogen and other hormones. Sometimes hormone dominance of estrogen or testosterone can drive specific cancers, specifically prostate and breast. For this female, by reducing her lead and mercury levels, it reduced her toxic levels of estrogen, which could have caused breast cancer in her future. And we're preventing that. And so these are the type of things that you need to do. You might not have symptoms now, but we want to prevent them later. You might not have the disease now, but we want to prevent them later. And it all comes down to proper testing. If it wasn't for this stronger form of detox that we did for her than we typically do for others, we would have never brought those numbers down. But there's a proper way of testing and there's a process to it. So don't tune away. We have to cut to another short break. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. This is Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living. Don't tune away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. You are tuned in to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts Weekend here on WHAO. I am Dr. Natalie Haley, and I am your host for this hour. Lucky for you, we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. And if you've missed part of the show, or if you want to share some of the insights that we give, these shows are recorded and put on WHAO's website. So all you have to do is go to WHIO, type in Take 2 Healthcare podcast. They'll come up. These are also put on our website. We're a little behind on it, I have to admit, but most of them are up there. We're trying to stay on top of it. But anyways, we are here every Saturday, 11 to noon, and all of us doctors rotate throughout the shows. I like to say I give a little bit more information that is pretty optimistic. I talk a lot about the case studies that I do, as far as, because I want your listeners to really know, like, I know she's talking about a lot of numbers, but in a short amount of time, anywhere from 2 months to, let's just say, a year, we see significant improvement. People coming off medications, people losing weight, people feeling better. And so what I want to get to next is the bare minimum you need to do to add a year to your life. Findings suggest that adding just 5 minutes of sleep, 2 minutes of moderate activity, and a half serving of vegetables a day can add a full year to your life. Now, the message is that the modest combined changes across those three behaviors, sleep, activity, and eating vegetables, matter more than trying to overhaul one behavior in isolation. So it's all about calling it progress over perfection. All right. So drawing from this data and this research, it showed that a synergistic effect argues against an all or nothing approach. If you are struggling to make a large change in one area of sleep, eating vegetables, and getting activity, it may be still worthwhile to pursue smaller gains across several domains at once. All right, so instead of saying, okay, I'm only going to start with eating more vegetables, it might make more sense to say, okay, I really need to try and do all three of these things, and I'm going to start small. Now, the optimum here in this research says getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep for a night, 43 minutes of moderate activity, and a high-quality diet was linked to adding more than 9 years of life. 7 to 8 hours of sleep, 43 minutes of moderate activity daily, and a high-quality diet. Now, when you use the word diet, you got to be careful with that, because diet basically just means what you're eating. What are your food groups, right? You know, like herbivores versus carnivores. Those are diets. Diet doesn't mean calorie restriction, although it can be a diet. So I kind of didn't make sense there. But anyway, you kind of get what I'm saying, right? So we're calling it progress over perfection. Start by asking, what matters most to you? All right. Whether it's to stay active with your family, protecting your mental health, choosing the behavior that means most to you can help you get started. All right. So improving your sleep might mean creating a new bedtime routine. For diet, maybe adding it says one medium carrot, half a bell pepper, or 4 ounces of vegetable juice counts as an improvement in the overall diet. So progress over perfection. If you're only getting 5 hours of sleep at night and you want to aim for this 7 to 8 hours, that's not going to happen right away. So start by going to bed 10 minutes early, shutting off your phone, turning off the lights, just resting your eyes. If you are exercising none at all right now, going to 43 minutes of activity a day is a lot. Start by adding 5 to 10 minutes. Go on a brisk walk like Dr. Merkel was talking about last week. You don't have to add weights to your training all the time. You can use your body weight as exercise to do sit-ups, push-ups, wall push-ups, walk up a hill. Walk your long driveway to get your mail. Just the little things will add up, which is what this article was saying. 5 minutes of sleep, 2 minutes of moderate activity, and a half a serving of vegetables a day can add a year to your life. If you want to add up to 9 years, try to get 7 hours of sleep, 43 minutes of activity, and improve your diet. They just gave you a score. A score of a high-quality diet would be 57%. So if you eat good half the time, then you're already halfway there. That's the way I take it. But, you know, part of living a longer life, that's all great and all, but we want to be mentally there as well, right? Like Dr. Merkel said last week, does it matter if we're living to 90 if we're just sitting in a chair, right? We want to be active with our family, our friends, our groups, hobbies, you know, taking advantage of these beautiful summer days. And there are at-home tests you can do to determine your mental health. So this came from the Ohio State Neurology Department. You can go to braintest.com. Or if you go to OSU's website or type in just anywhere online, type in SAGE, S-A-G-E, S-A-G-E, self-administered urocognitive exam. And these are exams that you can do to test your brain health. And they are written exams, and you get a score. And you can take it to your physician. Heck, you can take it to us. And you get this score, and it ranges from 0 to 22. And this can give you an idea of where you're at mentally. And what you can do is take this test every year to see if it's declining. And it's pretty cool, actually. I printed out one of the tests because I wanted to share some of the things that are on this. Like I said, it's a written test, and it asks you name today's date from memory. Here's a question. How are a watch and a ruler similar? How many nickels are in 60 cents? If you're buying $13.45 of groceries, how much change would you receive back from a $20 bill? Copying pictures. So it's pretty cool. There's some things that definitely got myself and Dr. Dyer thinking. But what you do is you can do these tests. If you print out the written one, if you go online and type in SAGE testing from OSU, S-A-G-E, it'll pop up. You can print these out, take the test, then take it to your doctor, and they'll grade it for you. Or you can take the test online at braintest.com. And it's free. These are all free, by the way. We love free, especially these days. You can take this test online at braintest.com, and then it gets sent to their neurology department. Your name's not even on it. You probably have to provide them an email for it to be sent back to you, but they don't ask for any other personal information, which is great. So it's completely HIPAA compliant. Your test scores don't get sent anywhere. You do with them what you want to do with them. Or you can do the printed version and take it to your doctor. But start testing your brain health now, because Alzheimer's disease begins 20 years or more before symptom onset. So there is a substantial window of time in which interventions can alter the disease progression. So again, online at braintest.com, or type in SAG, designed by Ohio State University. These are Alzheimer's tests. And the average time to complete these tests is 10 to 15 minutes. Some might take longer, but just do it for fun. See where you're at. The easiest way to do it would be online, because it's then sent somewhere to be tested. But get this, 60% of Alzheimer's diagnoses are too late. Alzheimer's and dementia begin 20 years or more before symptom onset. So it's time to get properly tested now. See where you're at. Take these online tests. And on top of that, take the blood test PTAU 217. So it's the letter P-TAU 217. This is a 90% accurate test to diagnose or to monitor the progression of Alzheimer's. So the earlier you seek treatment, the less the disease progression. Alzheimer's and dementia affects 1 in 9 Americans age 65 and older. And imagine, some of these adults don't even know that they are progressing at this time. So yes, you can go to braintest.com, take the test, see where you're at. In the blood, test the value PTAU 217. It's not that expensive. Don't quote me on this. I think it's around $200 at our clinic. That's not bad. You test it once and then you test it yearly. Now, say your test scores come back not so great. PTAU 217 blood test, little high. What do you do? What's the treatment? If you want to avoid medical treatment, as far as medications, if you want to avoid medications, number one, test your toxic element tests. Either hair or urine, you have to test to see if you're being exposed to lead, mercury, aluminum. Aluminum we see all the time in our Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia. You have to test your toxic elements. You have to test your vitamin D. You have to monitor your blood pressure, and you have to test your cholesterol. All right. What are some supplements you can take? We have this product called Brain Sustain, and the main ingredient is acetyl L-carnitine. Now, this L-carnitine you can buy over the counter. You want to aim for 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of acetyl L-carnitine to get the benefits of it. What it does is it can cross the blood-brain barrier. Once it's in the brain, it supports the production of acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter that's important for memory and learning. And it's also used for neuropathy, improved nerve function, and depression. This natural supplement can cross the blood-brain barrier and help with your memory. I would also recommend a chlorella supplement to help detox. And I would also recommend one of my new favorite supplements, stinging nettles. We carry in the clinic under DHIST. It's made by Ortho Molecular. But stinging nettles, chlorella, acetyl L-carnitine, fish oil, vitamin D. My top five for mental health. Now, there's a lot of other ones, but I don't want to overwhelm you. So that was DHIST or stinging nettles, chlorella, acetyl L-carnitine, vitamin D, and fish oil. All right. So we're talking about longevity here, right? We're talking about living 1 to 9 years longer by adding a few minutes extra of sleep, a few minutes extra activity, and a few servings of vegetables. And on top of that, maintaining our mental health, because we don't want to live an extra 9 years with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's death rates Now, that's kind of a not a play on word, but from the year 2020 to 2021, I think it went up 140%. Now, you don't really die from Alzheimer's, so I don't know why they word it like that. They actually have to look at your brain at the time of death. But let's just say at the time of death, those that had Alzheimer's went up 140% in 21 years. And it's growing. All right. Don't tune away. We'll be right back. We have to cut to a short break. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. This is Dr. Natalie Haley, and I've been your host for this hour, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. I shared a lot of case studies with you about one of my male patients losing 60 pounds in 6 months, going off his blood pressure medication, and no longer having to retire. And then I also talked in another case study about a female patient who I believe we have prevented cancer and or neurological dysfunction by improving her lead and mercury levels in just 4 months and improving her toxic levels of estrogen, which could have led to breast cancer in just 4 months. All right, we talked about adding 2 minutes of moderate activity, 5 minutes of sleep, half a serving of vegetable a day can add a full year to your life. But if you're getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep, 43 minutes of exercise, and have a 50 to 60% healthy diet, was linked to adding an extra 9 years of life. But if you're adding years, keep your mental health. Do proper testing. Test your toxic elements. Test your comprehensive panels. Test the p-tau-217 Alzheimer's test. And then take the written test on braintest.com, which was developed by the Ohio State Neurology Department to give you a score of where you're at as far as you're progressing with Alzheimer's. And that's free. Braintest.com. Like I said, 1 in 9 Americans age 65 and older have Alzheimer's. And this Alzheimer's disease has increased 140% from 2000 to 2021. And unfortunately, there's 60% of Alzheimer's diagnosis is too late, and symptom onset can begin 20 years before it can be diagnosed. I know that's a lot of numbers, but it basically means let's prevent this, right? Proper testing, proper nutrients, vitamin D, chlorella, fish oil, L-carnitine, and stinging nettles. If you can't remember L-carnitine, just type in online A-L-C-A-R supplement, A-L-C-A-R. And then stinging nettles, fish oil, chlorella, vitamin D. If I had to add one more, it'd be curcumin or turmeric. There's a lot of good nutrients you can take. But obviously, for proper dosing and to see what's potentially causing lack of sleep, weight gain, Alzheimer's, dementia, what causes all this stuff for you? If it's not genetic, even if it is genetic, we want to prevent that. So whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare. Proper testing, proper diagnosis, proper treatment plan, all natural. All right, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please visit us online at take2healthcare.com. Our phone number to schedule is 937-433-3241. I'm Dr. Natalie Haley, and I'm signing out. Have a wonderful weekend.